This year, after the show, it's Thanksgiving dinner with my side of the family, but my son can't make it from Los Angeles. One of my sisters is in San Francisco, and my brother Mike died, well, I guess it's about 15 years ago now. Of course, we'll make phone calls out to the West Coast, but for my brother and for our parents, Aunts Ella and Lucy and everybody else who once sat down with us on Thanksgiving, our tradition is to raise a glass to absent friends. Who's missing from your table this year, and how do you remember them? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation on our blog, too. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Ask Amy's Amy Dickinson is just in the middle of cooking Thanksgiving dinner. But, Amy, before we let you go, how do you remember absent friends?
Well, Neil, I'd like to say two things. One is, please, please, please tell stories around the table today. Make sure you tell your family story. This is how we go on as families. The second thing is, I'd really like to kind of shout out to all of our colleagues in newsrooms and police stations and hospitals and emergency shelters, you know, throughout the country where people are working today, and they are doing the jobs that need to be done, and they can't break bread together. So I'd like to remember those people, too.
Amy, have a great Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you. You too.
And thanks for being with us. Ask Amy. Amy Dickinson writes the column Ask Amy, syndicated by the Chicago Tribune. She joined us today by phone from her family home in upstate New York. So who's missing from your table this year? How will you remember them? 800-989-8255. 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's start with Susan. Susan calling us from Anchorage in Alaska.
Hi. Well, I'm the one missing from the Thanksgiving celebration today because I had foot surgery yesterday. However, my mom was with me during the surgery, brought me home, stayed up, and was up several times during the night taking care of me, made a wonderful breakfast this morning, and then rushed home because she's hosting Thanksgiving dinner for 16 people. So today I'm thankful more than ever for having two loving, caring, and cheerful parents who are going to be 85 this year. So I just am really thankful, and even though I'm not having dinner, this will be a story that I will share in the years to come because I think that I really have a lot to be thankful for.
That's great, Susan. And the surgery came out all right?
Oh, yeah. A little painful, and I'm not on my feet, but they're bringing me food later.
And I'm sure the hospital food will remind you of Thanksgiving's past.
She brought me home.
She's bringing you a plate from home.
I can't drive, and I'll be with my foot in the air for about a week.
Susan, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Have a happy day.
Okay, thanks.
Here's an email we got. In fact, a comment from Ollie on our blog. An especially warm Thanksgiving to all other families celebrating with a family member overseas. My candle is lit for my son serving in Afghanistan with a litany for all of those in harm's way. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Linda. Linda with us from Oakland in California.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share a poignant story of Thanksgiving without my mother the first year. Her name was Lucille, and my husband and I had, and our immediate family had moved back from New York City and bought a big house, and we're really looking forward to a huge family dinner with our mother. And unfortunately, she passed away before Thanksgiving, but we carried on with the meal. And all of us, there were about 25 of us around all the table, and my dad was still alive. And we had a wonderful meal, and we reminisced, and we're thankful that we had her when we had her. And dessert time, we had the radio on listening to Thanksgiving stories, and suddenly Kenny Rogers came on the radio and started singing, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." And it's an old song, and we all just cried and laughed and remembered and got up and danced, and it was a wonderful, wonderful warm memory of my mother.
Thanks very much for that, Linda, and that's a great story. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving Day.
Well, we sure will, and I just also wanted to say that our dad is not with us either, so we're all going to remember them this evening when we toast to their memory. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to Caroline. Caroline's calling us from Denver, Colorado.
Hi.
Hi, Caroline. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, this is more of a confessional story than a remembrance. I'm the one in my family, in fact, my husband and my kids were not at the table this year. And the reason for that is because we usually have Thanksgiving here. My siblings come over. And my older sister remarried a couple years ago, and she has elderly in-laws, and she felt obligated to have Thanksgiving at her house this year, and she's really a terrible cook.
Oh, no.
Really bad. And so my husband just returned yesterday from Taiwan, and she said, okay, well, you know, we're having Thanksgiving at our house. And I said, you know, we've been invited to a friend's house in Boulder, and we're going to go up there.
And was so, this true, Caroline?
I'm sorry?
Was this true?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting my lie off my chest. My sister knows she's a bad cook, and she's probably not listening right now, but I'm feeling a little guilty. And so, and here's the karma involved. Our furnace stopped working yesterday, and our house is about 55 degrees, so I think I'm getting my payback for lying to my sister because we can't have the furnace repaired until tomorrow.
Well, as long as you feel guilty, that's the important part.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right?
There you go.
Okay.
And how are you going to be celebrating Thanksgiving not at your sister's?
We're having a small turkey and just it will be delicious because my husband's cooking and he's a fabulous cook.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So long.
Bye.
Here's an email we got from Sam in Boston. Missing from our Thanksgiving table today, but only for this year, is our newly adopted little girl, Anika. We just returned from Kazakhstan 3 weeks ago, having successfully adopted her, and will be leaving in 10 days to pick her up to bring her home. It's a longer wait than it seems. She is what we are most thankful for this year, and we'll be thrilled to see her at our Thanksgiving table next year and for every year to come. Now, let's see if we can get Zoe on the line. Zoe's with us from Jacksonville in Florida.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry?
I said happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you.
So I was calling because I'm having Thanksgiving alone this year. And the reason is a few years ago, I'm married. I have a husband and kids. And they're having Thanksgiving with my in-laws. And my brother-in-law is going to be there this year. And a few years ago, he did something sexually inappropriate, uninvited, to me. And, I just told my husband, he knew about it, and I told him I didn't want to go and see this person again. And I'm fine. I'm just actually getting things done around the house.
You say you're fine. I can hear a little catch in your throat, though. This is obviously something that disturbs you.
Yeah, well, it's disturbing, and it's not very pleasant.
Hmm. You don't have any concerns about sending your kids over?
Well, no. He's not a child. He's got a history of fooling around on his wife, but I don't think he would hurt kids. When my kids are teenagers, I'm not going to let them go near him.
And this looks like a lifelong problem. In the meantime, what are you doing to celebrate Thanksgiving on your own?
Oh, I made some cranberry sauce with kumquats and some yams and a salad with walnuts. And I had some leftover turkey that because I saw, my side of the family last week for another holiday. And so my mom just sent me some leftover turkey. And I gave some to my cat and I had a glass of wine, and I never really talk on the radio, so
that's
okay.
I'm a little nervous. You're doing fine, Zoe. Have a great day, and I hope this resolves.
Okay, thanks. Do you have any advice or anything?
No, I'm afraid I don't, but I hope it resolves.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
And have a good, happy Thanksgiving. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Hael. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, in San Antonio.
Yes, Hael Meki.
Go ahead,
please. Yeah, Hael Meki is my name.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm missing all my family. They're all in the Middle East and Syria. I'm the only one who moved to U.S. like 8 years ago. I really missed them, and today I'm here like by myself going to school to sit by myself and study and do some of my homework.
Thanksgiving is not a Syrian holiday.
Yeah, exactly. But since I'm here by myself, I like miss all the family.
Because everybody else is talking about meeting with their families, and there's so much in the newspaper and on the radio and on TV.
Exactly. Everybody's celebrating, and like I'm by myself, just going to school, kind of feeling lonely.
Are you going to be the founder of the American branch of your family, and will you be celebrating Christmas in years ahead?
Well, since I'm by myself right now, I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't celebrate with nobody. It's like, I don't celebrate like a lot of holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I don't know. I might go back to stay with them in the future, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, be thankful for your family today.
Yes, I miss them so much. I might call them later on. Just tell them how much I love them.
That sounds like a great idea. Happy Thanksgiving, Hael.
Thank you.
We're talking about who's not at your family table this year and what you're going to be doing to remember them. 800-989-8255. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Kelly. Kelly calling us from San Francisco.
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity.
Sure.
The person who's missing from all of our Thanksgiving tables this year is my brother, Lincoln in New Jersey. And he's been sort of MIA since April in our family. And if he's out there listening, I'm 6 months pregnant with what would be his first niece or nephew. And we would all be very, very thankful and grateful if he would contact anybody in our family if he's listening.
Some disruption in the past that led to this estrangement?
Nobody knows because he won't respond to any contact. So we don't know what's going on or why. Nobody knows. It's a big mystery. but if he does hear this, nobody's going to be angry if he contacts any of us. We just want him at our table.
I remember going back to that first phone call we had with Amy, showing up, just being at the door. That'd be great.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's always welcome. No anger.
Kelly, thanks very much for the call, and we wish you good luck with
Thank
your
you.
Brother and a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks very much.
Here's another email that we got from Naomi. This year, I have a very important reason to be thankful. My mom died at 100 on November 7th, and I'm especially thankful to those who have helped make my mom's end of life so very special. It is, of course, very sad that mom's not here, but she was so very lucky to be cared for with greater love than most people ever receive in a lifetime and to live 100 amazing years. Happy Thanksgiving, Mom. We miss you. That from Mops. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie's with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Neil. It's Carrie. And who we're missing today is Grandpa Otto. He passed away about 2 years ago at the good age of 90. And he was the king of duct tape, one of the proudest Americans that I've ever met. And when I was pulling out the leaf for the table the other day to set it, on the hardwood in the oak, there is from 1990 that Grandpa had written down who was sitting where for Thanksgiving in 1990, himself included.
So a permanent record.
A permanent record, yes. So we will always remember him for that and many other things.
Thanks very much, Carrie. Have a great Thanksgiving day.
Thank you. You too.
So long. Let's see if we can go now to another Carrie. Carrie with us from Palmer, Alaska.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Go ahead.
Well, first, my family has been in Alaska for 60 years. My grandparents moved to Alaska on their honeymoon, actually. They drove up in 1947. And my grandfather, they established a farm here in Palmer, Alaska, that's still operating. My grandfather, the heart of the farm, passed away about a year and a half ago and is a huge loss gap at every holiday, especially Thanksgiving. Additionally, my mother is gone to South Dakota to take care of her aging parents, so she's not going to be there. Also, a very, just, you know, the heart of the family. And my boyfriend of about a year is in Calgary, Canada, because his company made him go back to Calgary. So we're missing a few people.
And how will you remember them today?
Oh, we'll tell the stories. My dad and his sisters and his mother and my cousins and I are all going to have our usual dinner with all the same pink salad and turkey. And we'll tell all of our stories about growing up on the farm in Alaska.
Have a great day, Carrie.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Here's an email we got from Kara in Ann Arbor, Michigan. My brother is missing from our Thanksgiving table this year, but he's been missing for about 20 years. He died when he was 27 in a motorcycle accident. But this year, my 14-year-old son suddenly shot up and physically moved from being a child to a bit of the man he'll become. But just as suddenly, he's the image of my brother. He's his own person and completely different in temperament and tastes, but I'm thrilled to look across the table and be reminded that there's a circle of life and of families that we continue to live on in each other. And here's another email. We got this from Chrissy and Steve Dunn. Our son is not with us this year at our Thanksgiving table because he is in Iraq. He's been there since March, and he will be there till June. We were blessed to have gotten an email from him this morning wishing us a happy Thanksgiving and telling us to eat a lot for him. He was going to be going out on a mission today, but he thought he might be in back in time for dinner. We can only hope. Peace to all. That again from Chrissy and Steve Dunn. Thank you all for those emails. Thanks to those of you who called today, and a happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News in Washington.